You mentioned the cheating scandal, and there are students right now within APS who were, some will call victims, or who were the casualties, others, other words that people have used, of the cheating scandal. Can you give us an update on where we are in the process for those students who are caught up in the cheating scandal, and have they received all the resources they need to catch up? Because sitting down in the courtroom and listening to testimony about sixth grade students who were reading on a third grade level.
Mm-hmm. No, it's very sad. And so, yes, when I was in the transition, I spent a lot of time with our accountability, more of the research office to the district. And we talked about what they did in the time frame after, especially in the 2011 year moving forward. And so I saw a lot of extra dosage support. They did have, I think they cast a pretty good net of how many students would have been affected, where are they, and what could they do to support them. We've gone back again and refreshed that data, found more students that weren't on the first list, but, you know, we could add it now. And we've done a lot. The board actually invested in what we call SSTs, student support teams. They do a lot around extra supports, but tutoring and making sure that we're doing things like analyzing every student's coursework. I mean, like their transcript, on top of taking it another step and looking at a special population like special education and every individualized education plan, and making sure that if we were supposed to be doing something and we weren't doing something, that we go back to Jim's comment about resources, redirect in real time, and make those resources available to them. So the SSTs, for example, were a $4 million investment, and that's direct services to students and even all students. I mean, we allowed other students to participate too, because even if you weren't involved in the cheating scandal, I don't think it's a secret that APS has not been able to serve all students well. So we've stretched it to allow for more students to get those supports.
Unfortunately, when we still talk about Atlanta Public Schools, we still hear the cheating scandal. Just today, the prosecution just rests its case in the cheating scandal against those former APS educators. Are you tired of hearing about the cheating scandal?
I'm never tired of hearing the truth. I think that it keeps you grounded. I think it keeps you, very laser-like focused on your job. And of all the places I've ever worked, Atlanta has a way of reminding you of what you're supposed to be doing as it relates to education for all children in our public school system. So, I don't want it to be our legacy. I don't want it to be the thing that when people think of Atlanta and they think about the educational opportunities here, that's all they remember and know. This is such a great city, and it is a legacy city, and it deserves a high-performing school district where teachers love to teach and students love to learn and parents want to be engaged, and the community really trusts the system. So it is my hope that I do my part and that the people in this community will do their part to step up inside and outside of the district to ensure that they help me shift that culture from adult-centered to child center. And there's a lot that we could be doing to move every barrier, every obstacle, every distraction from this district to give us a fighting chance to make this right again.
How closely do you watch the day-to-day happenings of the trial?
For me, it's the newspaper comes every day. I make sure I check in. I want to be sure that I understand what people might be saying between the lines. It gives me a couple of additional rabbit holes to go explore just to be sure that we checked on some things. But really, my focus is about the future. I want to make this mission come alive. And so that means that every student needs to be college and career ready. And doing that is going to be a lot of heavy lifting for Atlanta Public Schools. But like I said, I met with every single staff member. I invited our full-time staff to spend a professional learning day with me to talk about these issues. And I think for us, it was a watershed moment for everyone to kind of reset our commitment as the adults who will be on the front lines with our kids and families every day.
I want you to think back to maybe one of those meetings that sticks out in your head. Give us an anecdote of what you heard from that educator.
You know, a lot of them wrote me after the event, and they said things like, I was so despondent in my job. I felt like no one cared about our kids. I've been working here for 12 years, and, you know, no one's ever cared about us as the adults so that we could care and do more for the kids. It was so humbling. It was clearly, it's a little emotional.
Sure.
Because they were in so much pain, and our families need so much help, and our kids deserve and I think are worthy of our investment. So, you know, it certainly made me more, if I wasn't committed before, if there was any like percentage of me that wasn't down for the cause, I am now.